Dictation test.
1번.
Good evening. This is the weather report. We had a sunny and clear sky today, but heavy rain is expected from tonight to tomorrow afternoon. 2. If you are planning outdoor activities, you'd better put them off for 2 days. 3. You can enjoy sunny days from the day after tomorrow. Make sure you bring your umbrella for 2 days.
2번.
Amy, why the long face?
I lost my bag. I don't know where I put it.
Sorry to hear that. I'll help you find it. What does it look like?
It's a small shoulder bag. It is a round one with a flower pattern.
Anything else?
It has a teddy bear key ring on it.
Okay, let's find it.
3번.
Mom, is there anything else to buy?
Yes, Peter. There is one thing left. Guess what?
Come on, Mom.
I'm thinking of buying you new shoes. Your shoes are too old.
Do you mean it? I didn't expect you to buy me new shoes. 4. Thank you.
You're welcome. Then let's go to find good ones.
4번.
Andrew, how was your weekend?
It was terrible. I'll never forget it.
Why? You said you're going camping with your family.
Yes, we were going to, but we couldn't.
What happened?
My father's car broke down as soon as we started the car. So we had to come back home by bus.
I can't believe it. So what did you do after that?
We just stayed at home and watched TV all day.
Open.
Oh, this room is much better than I expected.
Yes. We can take a good rest in this cabin.
Let's unpack first and look around here.
Okay. I heard that a buffet restaurant, a theater, and a swimming pool are on this cruise ship.
Really? I would like to swim.
Then let's go swimming after lunch.
Yukbun.
I heard your grandfather passed away. I'm very sorry to hear the news.
Thanks, Gina. I feel really sad. He was a warm and admirable person.
I know. You were lucky to have such a great grandfather.
I miss him already.
Don't lose heart.
Seven.
Seaside Restaurant, how can I help you?
I'd like to make a reservation for tomorrow at 7 in the evening.
Great. How many are in your party?
8. Oh, could we get a private room?
I'm sorry, but all of our rooms are booked for tomorrow.
What a pity. But that's okay.
May I have your name and phone number?
It's Catherine White, and my cell phone number is 010-1234-5678.
Thank you so much, Mrs. White. We will see you tomorrow evening.
It is noisy outside. I can't focus on my studies.
8. Little kids are playing hide and seek.
Do you mind if I close the window?
Not at all. Go ahead.
Thank you. That's much better.
Do you want me to turn on the air conditioner?
Yes, please. It is getting hot.
Hello, Mike. I heard you had a cold. How do you feel?
Not bad, thanks.
I am calling about cheerleading practice.
How often do we practice a week?
Twice a week, and we are going to meet at 4 p.m. tomorrow.
Okay. What should I bring?
Bring white gloves. Oh, one more thing. You have to come to the students' hall, not to the gym.
I see. Thank you for calling.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you some tips for emergency. We have 2 emergency exits on this floor. They are at the both ends of this hall. Please note which is the nearest exit to you. In addition, if there's a fire, please stay calm and go to the nearest exit. When you go out, you should keep an orderly manner. Thank you.
11.
Minji, you lost some weight, didn't you?
That's right. I tried hard to lose weight during the summer vacation.
What did you do?
I ate less and didn't eat anything after 6 in the evening.
Didn't you do any exercise?
Of course. I jogged every morning and went swimming twice a week.
Wow. You must have been very busy.
That's right, but I tried to get enough sleep. That's also very important.
You're right.
Hello, Lucky Supermarket. How can I help you?
Hello. I bought some groceries online and want to make some changes.
Please tell me your order number.
LS13523.
You ordered 2 cartons of milk and 3 boxes of cereal, right?
Yes, and I want to add 5 bottles of water. Is it possible?
Sure. We will deliver your order by 6 p.m. Thanks. Please help me. I'm looking for something for my uncle.
How do you like this backpack?
Great. How much is it?
It's $37.
It's too expensive. Show me another item, please.
Then how about this briefcase? The original price is $24, but it's on sale for $21.
Good. I'll take it. Here's $30. Please give me some money.
What do you need some money for?
I want to buy a gift for my best friend, Karen.
But I heard your mom already gave you pocket money.
I ran out of money by buying books and magazines.
Sweetie, I think you are using more money than your pocket money. You should learn how to save money.
Yes, I see what you mean.
What do you think of bibimbap for dinner?
I'd love it. Are we going to eat out?
Well, I'm going to cook bibimbap at home.
Then do you want me to buy things at a grocery store on my way home?
Good. Yes, please.
Okay. I'll buy some vegetables and snacks.
Oh, I want fruit, oranges and bananas in particular.
What do you want to be in the future?
Well, I wanted to be an engineer before, but now I want to be a historian.
Why did you change your mind?
It's because I love discovering mysteries in history all over the world.
Wow, sounds terrific.
Yes. Ancient history especially attracts me a lot.
Number 1.
What time is it now?
It's 10 to 5. Number 2.
Are you ready to order?
Yes, I'd like the chicken salad and a glass of orange juice. Number 3.
This watch looks nice. How much is it?
It's $100. Number 4.
Did you watch the soccer game yesterday?
No, I missed it. How was it? Number 5.
What a nice watch. Where did you get it?
My father bought it for my birthday.
As principal of our school, I hope you keep the following rules in the midterm exam. First, you should enter the classroom before the test starts. Second, you should not use a pencil, but a black pen when you write an answer. Third, don't turn your head to others during the test. Finally, when the test time is up, hand in your answer sheet immediately.
I wonder what the tallest building in the world is.
I think it is in Dubai.
Do you know the name of the building?
Well, why don't we search for it on the internet?
That's a great idea. Turn on the computer right away.
Okay. Hold on. I was right. It is Burj Khalifa in Dubai.
Then how tall is it?
You look worried. What's wrong with you?
We play basketball in PE class, and I'm afraid of balls.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, I am so poor at catching balls, so I run away from flying balls.
A basketball doesn't hurt you. You have to get it over.
How can I get it over?